Hello?
Hi, this is Jamie calling from Roadside Assistance.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm dispatching this tow for you. I just need to get some information from you so we can get it dispatched. Where are the damages at on the vehicle?
The damaged vehicle is in the back bumper.
Are there any damages to the tires, or do the wheels still roll?
The bumper just came off.
Okay, so that's the only damage is the bumper.
I think that they're talking to my mother right now. The other call too. You can talk to me too. Just the bumper just came out.
Okay, she's talking to who? She's talking to somebody dispatching a tow truck?
I think so, yeah.
Let me see if there's another ticket. This is the only one I see.
She's talking to insurance.
Okay.
I'm with my mother-in-law. It's my mother-in-law's car. My mother-in-law's going to take me to work.
Okay.
On the 134 freeway.
Okay. Were the police dispatched?
The police? No. It's on my mother-in-law's fault. She was stopped. The other car behind her, the BMW hit my mother-in-law's car behind me, and two more cars hit the BMW. So it was like three cars was an accident.
Okay. And do you have a claim number for Mercury that starts with CAPA?
Yeah. What happened?
Do you have the claim number that starts with CAPA?
The claim number for my mother's insurance?
Yes. Mercury should have gave a claim number that starts with CAPA.
Hold on. Let me find it for you. Hold on. Your insurance card. All right, give me a second.
Yes.
The claim number?
It's the claim number. It's going to start with CAPA. If you don't have it, that's fine.
No, I don't have the... No.
Okay.
The claim number.
We don't have... I just set it up.
Oh. You want the number of my mother-in-law insurance?
No, I don't need that. Will somebody be there with the vehicle when the tow truck gets there?
Uh-huh. Oh, no. The truck's not, we're still waiting for the truck to come here.
Yeah, I said, I know I've got to dispatch a tow company there, but I'm asking you, do you need to ride with the tow truck to where the car is going, to the collision center?
So me and my mother have to go with the tow truck to the one that's going to drop the car up, right?
No, you don't have to go. I'm asking you, do you need to ride in the tow truck to the collision center?
Yes, we do need to ride with the tow truck, yes. Because we're in the middle of the freeway.
Okay, so I'll have to see if I can find a provider that will allow two passengers. Some of them don't because of COVID or because they don't have room. But I'll find out and let you know.
You'll call me back and you'll find out that you could take two people?
Yeah, I'll have to call you back and let you know if they're going to allow two passengers.
You want to give me a call back?
Yes. I got to get some more information from you first. But, yes, I'll give you a call back and let you know if they'll allow two passengers or not.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have a... I don't know if I have a good address to where the car is at. Just a second.
Just trying to look for two people to take us. McKinley, it only take one people.
Well, they may not be able to take anybody because of COVID.
Well, nobody? How are we going to get home then? We have nobody.
Well, I'll have to just see if they're going to allow anybody. I don't know yet. I have to ask them. Okay, so I have the vehicle at 134 Freeway.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Hello? Hang on a second. Hello?
Hello?
Is this AAA?
No, this is not AAA. This is dispatching. I'm calling on behalf of Mercury.
Yes. I'm the driver.
Okay.
And there's no way that you can't take two people?
Okay, so I have to call a provider and get them dispatched, and I will ask them if they will allow two passengers. Some of them don't have room. Some of them don't allow because of COVID. So I'll just have to ask and then call you back and let you know.
Yes, I'm stuck on this freaking freeway.
Yes, so I'll be sure to let you know if they can allow the passengers. But first, I need to figure out where the car is at.
We're on the 134 freeway, by the interchange of, we're going under the, by the LA River is on my right. We're going under the overpass, which takes you to the 5. So we're on the 134 right now.
Okay, so I don't think Mercury sent over a good address. I'm going to send a text message to this telephone number so I can get the latitude and longitude coordinates so I can find it on a map.
Yes.
So if you'll just click on that link that I sent to you and then read me back the coordinates.
She sent you a link. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm loading in.
Did you receive the link?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, did it ask you to allow your location and then give you your coordinate?
Yeah, I said latitude and longitude.
Okay, read me back the latitude and longitude numbers.
The latitude is 34.153298, and the longitude is 118.2786/2.
Is there a negative in front of that? Was it negative 118?
Yeah, negative 118.2786/52.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so you're on 134. Right before the interchange to get on Highway 5, Golden State Freeway?
Yes. We're on the overpass.
So you're on the overpass on 134?
Yes, we're like next to the side of the river. You're going straight down to, you turn the overpass going towards the...
Let me see
Hello?
Just a second.
Okay, sorry. Trying to look where we at. She said we were on the 34th freeway and we are on overpass.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get this dispatched and then I'll give you a call back and let you know if they're going to allow a passenger or not, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you shortly. You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.